You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. I am CJ Williams. And this interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they specialize in turning conversations into content, filming interviews and podcasts. Visit PodcastTitans.com to learn more about what they do. Then they got some special stuff going on over there at Podcast Titans. But I am joined here by the lovely Miss Renee.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What are you doing here, Renee?
I'm hanging out here. The story is I'm getting back into the game. I've been an event designer, wedding planner for over 20 years, and I am networking out here, just trying to get some new contacts, just get to know some more people, getting them to know me.
Mm-hmm. You've been operating here in Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm from New York, though. I bought my business from New York 25 years ago.
And so you're starting it back up here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
So totally, basically from zero.
Yeah, because I've been out of this business for 10 years. So that's a lot of time, a lot of different things.
How's it going for you?
It's going for me. Like I said, I'm getting out. You know, I have some things booked, but of course, you know, people need to know me. They need to know me. Also, it's changed. It's not just weddings anymore, and it's more event design, all types of events at this point, and I'm teaching as well.
So design and teaching event design?
I'm teaching event design. I'm teaching the art of wedding planning, and I'm teaching floral design as well.
How are you doing it? And what type of setting? What format?
Okay, well, right now I have my first floral class on May 2nd at Greater Vision Methodist Church, but I will be doing it different sites around Charlotte, you know, different eateries, breweries, maybe some wine clubs, you know, and it's going to be on a more, you know, upscale vibe. You know, I may have some live musicians. It depends upon what the people are looking for and what they want, the vibe that they want that event to be like.
So when it comes to teaching this stuff, how will you get the word out about getting your...
Well, I got a lot of people from the church, but my social media so far.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've got, you know, from Charlotte, and I'm on TikTok as well, and a lot of my followers are still on Facebook as well.
What kind of stuff are you putting out on social media?
What kind of
things? What kind of content?
Well... lots of little things.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what I'm really trying to focus on now is putting out contact with, like, before and after my events, me designing things from the very beginning, putting things together, you know, me talking to clients about what they're looking for, you know, because people want to know, you know, it's okay. If you get on a gram, you're going to go, oh, my God, this is beautiful.
What's your Instagram?
Okay. You know.
What is it? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Renee John Designs. The handle is Renee John_Designs.
Uh-huh. So when you say designs, what are you designing when you say designs?
Okay. Well, depending upon what kind of event you want, when I say designs, I'm not just talking about floral designs, okay? I'm talking in layers. I'm talking about lighting. I'm talking about flooring. I'm talking about tablescapes. I'm talking about lighting. I'm talking about all of it that comes together to bring this event, you know, the way that you want it. So it really depends upon what the client is asking for.
Not a bad looking. I can tell this is well curated.
Well, thank you very much. I've worked hard on it.
Yeah.
My latest event was in Atlanta, Georgia, 2 weeks ago at the historic Swan House. I worked with 30 other florists. We worked 2 days on this event, and it was beautiful.
30 florists?
30 different florists.
Wow.
On this event.
What kind of event was this?
This was an industry event. We had florists from all over the country, photographers, drone people, makeup artists, models. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
Okay. Let me tell you what I love to do. I like for you to give me a space and just let me transform it. Oh, and a budget, and I'll be honest with you. I'm more, you know, on the luxury end, but I just don't work with luxury.
Say that again. Say it.
Okay, yeah, I'm a luxury event designer. Okay, that's what I am. Thank you.
So corporate stuff?
I want to move into corporate stuff. Matter of fact, my husband is with Duke Energy. I was talking to him today. You know, how can I get in there? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And even with the floral design classes that I'm offering, the floral bars are very popular right now. People are using those in corporate as team building exercises. So, you know, bring me in, Kurt.
Yeah.
Bring me in.
Yeah. So, you said... What else when it comes to the event? I know you mentioned some other stuff and I forgot. So the designs when it comes to the events, but what else within the events?
Within the events. Well, I plan as well.
Okay.
Okay. So a lot of people get the titles confused. I've been in the business of weddings for over 20 years. Okay. So I am a full service event planner as well as an event designer. What do I prefer? I love the design of it.
Okay.
That's what I prefer.
Okay.
But I do it all. I have done it all.
So if somebody's looking to get in that game, where do they start? Like, it's 2026, different from when you started.
Very different, yeah.
So in these days, if you had to start from, which you are, kind of, essentially starting from zero, where?
But yeah, they won't have the experience.
They won't have the experience, of course.
That I have. Well, you know what? You need to come work with me.
Okay.
That's what you need to do, because I am looking for staff. What I would suggest is I started with the ABC, which is the Association of Bridal Consultants, which is still there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm not saying that you have to get these certifications, but it certainly helps, right? People need to trust that you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very pro-education that way. Okay, so if you can't get that, then you need to come on board with someone that's going to take you under their wing, and you're going to learn from the very beginning.
And you say you're looking for people right now?
Yeah, I'm looking for people right now.
This is full time for you?
This is full time for me, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I might know somebody who might want to work with you.
Okay.
So how can people find you? Look into that camera right there.
Okay.
Tell people how they can find you and what you got going on.
Okay. Well, my name, again, is Renee Davenport of Renee John Designs. My Instagram handle is Renee John _ Designs. I'm on TikTok as Renee John Designs as well. I'm on YouTube as Renee John Designs. And I'm on Facebook as well as Renee John Designs.
Renee John Designs.
Yes.
Renee, thank you.
Well, thank you. Pleasure
this
meeting
is a pleasure.
you.